Wynn Resorts abandons New York casino plans. Wynn Resorts is no longer interested in developing a casino project in New York. On May 19, Wynn Resorts announced its decision to withdraw its application for a New York gaming license, despite previously gaining approval from the City Planning Commission in April 2025. According to the company, after the recent rezoning process, it realized that investing in current developments and buying back stock would be more beneficial to shareholders than pursuing a project in New York. Wynn also mentioned that the prospect of facing prolonged opposition, despite its plan to employ 5,000 New Yorkers, made the investment less attractive. The Hudson Yards project, as envisioned by Wynn Resorts, would have included an 80-story rose gold tower featuring a gaming facility and hotel overlooking the Hudson River, a 4-story base with office space, apartments, and a 5.6-acre park surrounding the tower. However, the development, a collaboration between Wynn Resorts and related companies, faced strong opposition and was unanimously rejected in January 2025 by Community Board 4, representing the Hudson Yards area in Manhattan. The company continued in its official statement, "We sincerely thank those who have supported our efforts, including our partners at related companies, and continue to believe that their proposed Hudson Yards West development is an outstanding opportunity for New York City." From New York to Bangkok. While Wynn Resorts is signing out of New York, it is eyeing new opportunities in Southeast Asia. Recently, company representatives reportedly met with Thai officials to discuss potential investment in the nation's proposed entertainment complex initiative. Work is also ongoing at the Wynn Al Marjan Island Resort in Ras Al Khaimah, UAE. The property is projected to be 224,000 square feet, larger than the gaming floor at Wynn Las Vegas. In February 2025, the company announced that the resort could have two or even three land-based casinos.